Today's readings remind us that one of the greatest blessings we have received from God is our free will. That means we're able to choose for ourselves what we want to do, what we don't want to do. We're free to choose. It also means, though, we're free to choose something bad, something that's not necessarily good. And Lent is a time when we remember and repent for the bad choices we've made personally. We call that sin. And as God's people, and today's reading show us how we got into these messes and how we can get out of them. Because Lent is a time for a change of heart. As we're in the final stage of preparation for our catechumens, those who are awaiting the Easter sacraments of baptism, confirmation, and Eucharist, we who are fully initiated use this Lenten season as a time to grow deeper in our love for Christ, to examine our discipleship and see how we are doing in that, and in our personal life, how to make changes that are necessary. The first reading from Genesis reminds us how temptation works and that we have to take responsibility for our actions. You know, saying the devil made me do it, or I didn't know any better, all of the excuses we make that are often old and tired arguments for sin, that just doesn't really make it anymore. And in today's second reading, St. Paul reminds us that Adam's decision as head of humanity, although didn't his wife tell him to take of the fruit? I think they were both involved with it. That what he did had consequences, had great consequences for the rest of human history. And on the other hand, so does what the new Adam, Jesus Christ himself, has done for us. That also has tremendous consequences for all of history. And you know, it's a common theme of the Lenten season is this relationship, to draw attention to this relationship between the old Adam, the original Adam, and the new Adam, Jesus. The old Adam led us to sin and the consequences of sin. The new Adam frees us from all of that and promises us eternal life and restores that friendship that God once had with humanity. And then in the gospel, the garden of temptation has been replaced with the desert of temptation for Jesus. And our Lord fasts and prays to begin his public ministry. And like us, he too has to face temptation in making the right decisions. And so he teaches us how we can face and overcome temptations too. And we see that as Eve saw the fruit as something that was good for wisdom, and for the knowledge that would make her like God, because pride is at the root of all sin, when you think about it. We think we know better than God. The devil showed Jesus in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And all Jesus had to do was grovel at Satan's feet. And he offered Jesus everything, except one thing, that the devil wouldn't give up. And that is, he wanted to be number one, not God, and not to obey God. But Jesus stays focused on his heavenly Father and on the mission that his heavenly Father has given him. He says, "The Lord your God shall you worship, and him alone shall you serve." So serving God should always be what shapes our decisions in life, of following God's will for us. If he's not in first place, then our decisions will ultimately take a wrong turn. Now, Lent is only a few days old. We practically have all of Lent ahead of us. And we make Lenten penances for ourselves, or you could call them Lenten resolutions, I guess. And you know, usually we choose something in the area of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. And we usually hear people who suggest penances to us, friends, family, from the pulpit, whatever it might be, that things that we could take up that they recommend that are kind of easy things that anyone could choose to do. You know, like the little black books. It doesn't take much time each day to do something like that. Or not eating sweets or giving up soft drinks or beer, something like that. I remember several years ago, one Lent, I had been drinking quite a bit of Coke Zero, probably close to a gallon a day, believe it or not. And I said, this Lent, I'm going to give up Coke Zero. And I was resolute in my resolution until about 8 o'clock in the morning of Ash Wednesday. Next year, I said, okay, this is it. I'm going to beat this. I'm bigger than a can of Coke. And I made that same resolution. And that year, I was good until 10 o'clock in the morning on Ash Wednesday. The third year, I said, let's be realistic. Instead of doing away with Coke, limit yourself to one or two cans of Coke, the 12 ounces, a day. And that worked. That was something I could do. But it was something easy, really, when you come down to it. So this year, I think we should do something different. Let's pick something hard to do as a penance. And that depends on each one of us what might be hard for us to do. It's something that clashes with our convictions and our weaknesses. But to pick something that will help you grow in virtue and holiness, kind of testing your spiritual muscles for the 6 weeks of Lent. You know, in earlier days, our parents, when they were going through Lent, if you're my age, I'm 70 now, adults had to fast every day of Lent except for Sundays. And that means two lesser meals and one full meal a day with no eating in between meals. I would consider that a difficult penance. We have to really focus on what we're doing and who we're doing it for and why we're doing it. But it has great benefits. Or you could decide to come to Mass every day during Lent, or to come to our Adoration Chapel for a visit each day, a short visit, or even come to make a holy hour once a week or twice a week. Something more difficult, but something that really focuses on what Lent is about, a change of heart. The process is painful, but it's also purifying, because through healthy self-knowledge, we will grow in humility, and our pride won't get in the as a stumbling block in our life for us. So then don't be discouraged if you don't keep it perfectly, even if you give up at 8 o'clock in the morning or 10 o'clock in the morning, but continue on, because a stress test can teach you a lot, can't it? And remind you that God has given you a free will to choose for good or for bad, to decide to follow Christ or not.